Welcome to Yala Rocks. Today, Francesca is going to take us on a little journey using a song. Francesca has her degree in Oriental Languages and Literature for Arabic, and she is using her knowledge to bring us a connection of how Arabic poetry has had and continues to have a lasting influence on the lyrics of modern Arabic songs. Knowing some of this background helps us to better understand the emotional impact of these songs and appreciate the beauty of the lyrics. The song that she'll use briefly as an example here is Zum Sir'um by Rashid Taha, which samples a song that I know you know. We've linked the song and all the ways you can find Francesca on the show page at thebellydancebundle.com/108.
Hi everyone, this is Francesca Calloni from Italy. I will be teaching this year for the Belly Dance Bundle, and I will be giving a lecture on the influence of Arabic poetry on song lyrics, Arabic song lyrics, obviously. To give you a little sample of my lecture, I will start with something that is a bit different if you want, but it's really related to what we will be talking about in my lecture. There is a song by Rashid Taha that is called Zum Sur'um, and it translates something like I'm zooming on like Kulthum. And I think this song really gives us a very, very interesting example of the influence and the beauty of the words. Let's say, for example, Enta Omri, that is sampled in this song by Rashita, but obviously to all the other songs and lyrics of that period and also of this period, of our period, because obviously the influence of poetry keeps on going, growing and evolving. So the song by Rashid Taha goes something like this. When I'm oxidized by missing the Orient, when a sun leads me towards cats with people's eyes, when a wind comes to me to give me champagne, when a lurker steals it away from me under the barriers of the mountain, Enta Omri. So I free myself from slavery. I'm addressing the arabesque stamps listed, long rolling strangers or arabesque intrigant. I zoom on for a time of a malot. I zoom sur and it disorients me. I zoom on for the time of a swimsuit. I zoom on and it disorients me. I think this song really, it's very, very interesting as a starting point for our lecture, because Rashid Taha, with his words and the song that I absolutely wish that you will listen, and I will probably post it on my Facebook page so you will find it easily. I think this explains a lot about the inner feeling and emotions that the songs, like the one quoted in Rashid Taha, that it's Enta Omri, exerts on the people that listens to it, and why the lyrics and why the words of these songs are still so poignant for the listener and are still quoted and still felt as actual, as contemporary, as full of meaning and feelings, like in movies and in TV series. Still these songs, and I'm not talking about obviously Kulthum, but all the songs that actually bring or have their roots into the poetry and poetic imagery and meanings of Islamic and pre-Islamic Arabic poetry. I think this is a very, very interesting view that Rashid gives us, because it's not only the words. That's right. It's not only a question of translating those words for us that are not Arabic-speaking people, but it's the meaning, the deep meaning, the historical references, the cultural, the social references, and the artistic references that are hidden inside those words, and how the words are built and coupled. Also, it's strictly inherent to the structure and the social and cultural meaning of Arabic poetry in pre-Islamic and also in Islamic period. So this is really what this lecture will be talking about. We will start from the history, giving you a little bit of information about the history of Arabic poetry and how it developed, but also how it was transmitted, and how this has influenced also music and musicality in all the periods of development from the beginning, let's say, to now. So this is really one of the topics of my lecture, because I think that if we understand better where these imageries and from which worlds these imageries come from, and how were important and signifying for those people, we will understand more and more not only the words, but the spirit of the song lyrics and the spirit of the big influence that these songs and also obviously the singers still have in today's world. It's an interesting topic, and I think it's something that also will enrich the dance that we will maybe perform over these songs, or even just inform our dance and enrich our emotional background and emotional world when we will be taking these songs and embody them on a stage or on a dance floor or in a class. So this is mainly the topic, as I said, the development of Arabic poetry and its imagery, and how it actually muted and flowed into what we know today as the lyrics of the classical period of Arabic music. So it's really interesting because, you know, when we say Enta Omri, for example, it's obviously when we look at the translation, we can partly understand its meaning and why it is so overwhelming when it's listened and when it's you know, the public actually feels, not only hears, but feels this word. So like Enta Omri, it sure can be translated into "you are my life," but why you are my life, why some images are more used, why some settings also are more used, you know, the desert setting, but also like the importance of the moon as a symbolic figure, but also as a female representation. So we will dive into like all these kind of little footsteps that the poetry of the ancient Arabic gave us, and try to bring it into the contemporary world and try to make sense in our own world, because obviously we are listeners, not from the language. So we have to do a kind of work in progress translation when we dance to these songs. And I think if we are able to appreciate the beauty and the artistry of this, that these words contains, it will really, really bring our dance into another level, and bring also ourselves into another level. I believe that music, it's one of the main means of sharing the beauty of the human being and of the world. So if we can understand that beauty better, I think we will be better dancer, better people, and we will have a broader range of, you know, feelings and emotions that we can actually pick from when we dance, when we perform. So I hope you will be part of the public of my lecture. And if you have questions, or if you want to contact me on Facebook, just feel free to do it. I'm under my name, Francesca Calloni. So I really, really hope that we will meet again online in a way or another, and that what I will bring to the Belly Dance Bundle will be something that you will find useful and very, very interesting. So I'll say goodbye for now. I'll wish you a very, very good week, day, month. Bye bye. Ciao from Francesca.